For my PM News, I'm Arjun Tucker, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to share the opening market report. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning. Seeing some mixed trade here. It is Veterans Day, so happy Veterans Day to everyone. Grain markets are open, banks are closed, so a little bit limited volume today on the national holiday here. We do see some strength in the corn market. We have December corn up a penny right now at 430 and three quarters. March futures up 0.75, 445 and a quarter. The May up 0.75 at 454 and a quarter. July up 0.75 at 461 and a quarter. New crop December 26th. Up 0.5 cent at 468 and a quarter. Seeing beans in lower territory, had a nice up day yesterday. Saw some losses here, as much as double digit losses overnight. But now we are paring those losses a little bit in beans, still lower, down 3.25 at 11.26 and three quarters in the January. That's about 7.5 cents off of earlier lows. March beans down 2.5. 11.36 and three quarters. The May down 2.25, 11.47 and a quarter. July down 2, 11.54 and a half. New crop November 26, down 0.25 cent, one tick right now at 11.10 and a quarter. When you're looking at the soy products, a mixed bag there. December soy meal down $1.90 a ton at 3.18.10. The December soy oil market down, up 40 points right now, 50.98. And the wheat market mostly lower. December Chicago down 1.5 at 534 and a quarter. March down 1.5, 549. July 26 down a penny, 567 and three quarters. December Kansas City wheat down 4.5 at 522 and a half. March contract down 3.25 at 536. And the Minneapolis market up a penny right now, 579 and a half that March contract. Over on the livestock side, seeing some real volatility in the cattle market. They were limit up yesterday, so we have expanded limits today. But you are seeing a two-sided trade in the cattle. Currently, February cattle are down 22 cents at 226.77. That's about $2.30 roughly off of the highs of the day so far. So we've seen some volatility there. April live cattle down 45 at 226.52. The June's down 32 at 219.97. August live cattle down 12 at 216.40. And the December live cattle down 30 cents at 214.82. Now, the feeder cattle market is where most of the strength started yesterday. It drugged the live cattle higher. We closed the feeders up over $9 higher yesterday. That was limit up. And they are currently higher. January feeders up 247 at 331.30. That's actually $2.20 off of earlier highs. So at one point here shortly after the open, we saw the feeder cattle market up well north of $4, currently mostly $2 higher. The March feeders up 212 at 325.35. April's up 222 at 323.37. As you look out there to next fall, the October feeders up 247 at 315.10. You look over here at the hog market, it's been very quiet here. February lean hogs up a dime, 82.92. The April's down 17 at 86.50. The May contract down 90 cents at 89.35. And the July's down 60 at 98.77. Outside markets, mixed bag here as well. Right now, the crude oil market in the December contract up 82 points or 82 cents a barrel at 60.96. And we do see a mixed bag with the dollar being 2.97 lower, not right now, at 99.16. And that's the opening markets for today.
All right. Thank you very much, Chip. Hope you have a great rest of your day. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Take a quick look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. For today, partly cloudy and blustery with a chance of flurries and a high of 45 degrees. South wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 33 degrees, west wind 10 miles per hour, and tomorrow, sunny with a high of 56 degrees, west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. 1A is up next. Thanks for listening to IPM News. I'm Arjun Tucker.